Hi, this is Chris. In today's episode, we'll be dealing with themes your parents might want to hear about, too. Ask them to join you for this adventure in Odyssey. Here we go.
Olivia! Olivia!
Oh, Zoe.
I got you a sundae.
Thanks. I'm really trying not to eat so much junk food.
No problem. I'll eat it. You're really into that research paper.
Yeah, I guess. I need a good grade.
It's not due for, what, 6 weeks? I haven't even picked a subject yet.
Well, just trying to get a jump on it.
Who's your philosopher?
Leonid Sepinov.
Was he on the list?
Miss Adelaide said I could go off the list.
Oh, who is he?
A 19th century Russian philosopher.
And what's so special about him?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, if you went off the list, there must be something you know about him that you thought was interesting.
I just found a book he wrote on Ms. Adelaide's shelf.
Hello, ladies.
Oh. Oh. Hi, Pastor Knox.
That sundae looks really good. Maybe I should get one.
And ask for chocolate shavings.
Ah, good tip. Olivia, I'm glad I ran into you. I wanted to ask if you were ready for Sunday night.
Sunday night? What? You asked me to give my testimony. I forgot.
Oh, can you still do it?
Sure.
Great. It doesn't have to be long. Just talk about when you became a believer in Jesus and how you've grown in your faith, the things you've learned lately, you know, the usual.
Right.
That sundae keeps staring at me. I'm going to go get one of my own. Bye, girls.
Bye, Pastor Knox. You forgot you were supposed to give your testimony?
Well, he asked me, what, 3 weeks ago?
Still, you love that kind of stuff, being on stage and talking. I'm surprised you haven't put together a slide presentation.
I just forgot. It happens.
I'll be right back. I need to ask Pastor Knox something.
So, Olivia, how is the research paper coming along?
Ah, you again. You need to get out of my head, Leonid.
Well, you're the one researching me.
I know, but it's a little weird to have my first imaginary friend be a dead Russian philosopher.
Oh, you are calling me a friend. How precious. Oh, what is this?
This is a chocolate sundae.
May I indulge, friend?
Can you really do that?
Can I eat? You are asking if I can eat.
Yeah, because you're not real. You're in my imagination. So
perhaps you are in need of a bigger imagination, and I am in need of spoon. Thank you. That does hit the spot. Now, Olivia, please, I must look at your computer screen. I would very much enjoy seeing what people say about me in the many decades since my untimely demise. What? Why would they use this picture? I appear so pale.
It's a black and white photo.
Uh-oh.
You don't, seem as smart as you did in your book.
Well, what do you expect? I am 19th century Russian philosopher filtered through imagination of 12-year-old girl who draws inspiration, by the way, from fortune cookies. So,
I don't get...
Olivia, you are not telling people I'm the subject of your paper, are you?
Only Zoe.
You should keep it to yourself,
Why?
Oh, you know, they may have heard of me, and if they have, they would not understand.
Pastor Knox?
Zoe?
I'm sorry. You were about to order.
Oh, that's all right. How can I help you?
It's Olivia. Ever since Mr. Norton's funeral, she's been... I don't know.
His death affected a lot of people. Was he one of her favorite teachers?
Not really, but I feel like it's more than Mr. Norton. Something about her has changed.
Oh, how so? What's different about her?
It's like she's barely even here anymore. She never answers my calls or texts. She forgot about doing her testimony, which normally she would be really excited about.
Hmm.
And she's obsessed with this research paper that's not even due for 6 weeks.
What is she researching?
We're supposed to do a paper on a famous philosopher. She picked somebody I never heard of.
Can you remember the name?
Leonid Sevi Sepper. I'm not sure. There's a V somewhere in there. He's from Russia.
Yusepinov.
Yeah, that's it. Who is he?
A renowned atheist.
What?
His teachings targeted what he called the superstitious doctrine of Christianity.
Why would Olivia pick him to study?
That's a very good question. Has she talked to you about her relationship with God recently? Or her beliefs? Anything along those lines?
Not really. Oh, wait. She did say something weird the other day at school. She asked me about gravity.
Gravity?
She asked, what would I do if I suddenly questioned everything I ever learned about gravity?
She didn't explain further?
No, she just left.
One of three will fall.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Wonderful. May I have some?
You're asking for my food again?
19th century Russian cuisine did not include pizza. Our diets were very cabbage-based.
Ugh. Okay, I'll heat you up an imaginary slice.
It is most appreciated.
Sure. So, Leonid, why are you intruding again?
No. Russians never intrude. We invade. Besides, you need me right now.
Oh? For what?
For the very reason we all need philosophers. To ask the important questions.
All right. Ask me one.
Excellent. Why do you believe in God?
Okay. Because...
Have you ever seen him?
No.
Heard his voice?
No.
Seen a photograph of him?
Of course not.
Ah, so then who first told you there was a God?
My parents.
And you trust them?
Yes.
Yes, and well, you should. Good. However... Have either of your parents ever seen or heard God?
I don't think so.
Ah, then how do they know?
I guess...
Olivia, weren't they just told? Like you. No one has seen God. We are all just told there is one, and to have faith. Do you have faith?
Yes.
But whose faith is it, really? Yours or your parents? Oh, pizza is ready.
What? Oh, right.
Smells wonderful.
Sorry, but you're wrong. I mean, you're just trying to manipulate me. I do have my own faith. I haven't seen God, but I can see what he's done. And, I mean, like, look at the mountains and the oceans.
Mountains,
of course there's a God
oceans.
Who made those. Plus, I've experienced him. He helps me, and I feel his presence.
Wow, that is a good God. And a powerful one.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, if he is so powerful and good, why didn't he move that tree?
Tree?
Yes, the tree, the one Mr. Norton skied into. He could have just used that same power that created mountains and moved that tree a little bit to the left. And then Trevor Norton would still have a father. It's Zoe.
Yeah.
She thinks you're different lately.
I know.
Which means she's going to try to persuade you to get back to who you were.
Probably.
You seem to believe you can detect manipulation. That talent that may prove useful with your friends and family.
Olivia! Come in!
До свидания!
Hey!
Hi, Zoe.
Ooh, is this pizza slice for me?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So, I read through your testimony like you asked.
Oh, okay. Thanks. What did you think?
Well,
What? What? What's wrong?
It felt kind of, I don't know, generic. Like anyone could have written it.
Okay.
I just know this could really be special. If you just say something personal about you, about your faith journey, there's a lot you could say, right?
Sure, yeah, no, there's tons.
Do you want to work on it together?
I guess. Okay.
Great. I've made some notes here. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, right here.
All right. So Connie asked a question to all of us at her Bible study last week. I think it would be a great place to start.
What question?
What do you believe, and why do you believe it?
Well, I believe...
What?
I think that...
Olivia?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Olivia, why are you having a hard time with this?
I've just been thinking and asking questions that I've never asked before.
About God?
Yes.
But you believe in him, right?
I think so, but I'm just confused. Or
well, I can help you get unconfused, or we can go to Mr. Whitaker or Pastor Knox.
No, I don't want to go to any of them. I know what they're going to say. I just feel like I need to work through this by myself. Okay?
But...
Please, Zoe, please, just don't tell anyone.
But this is too much to go
through.
Promise
me. Please?
All right.
Thank you.
What are you going to do about your testimony, then?
I'm not sure yet. I'll have to figure it out.
So... I shall wash, and you shall dry.
I don't think my parents would be okay with me handing off the washing to an imaginary Russian atheist.
Ah, good point. This is good point. I shall simply stand here and make clever conversation.
Maybe it's best if you just don't talk at all.
Why?
Because you're confusing me.
I am being rude. Okay. I will be still as mouse. You will not hear a word from me.
Okay.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
The dishes. Why are you doing dishes?
Oh, well, Leonid, it's my chore.
Ah, and who handed out these chores?
My mom and dad.
And do you always do what they tell you?
Most of the time.
Excellent! You respect your parents, and there is hardly greater lesson to be learned. I missed this spot.
Thanks.
Of course, the practice of submission to your parents has always been a fertile training ground for submission to other things.
You mean God?
Religion has often been used to oppress the masses.
No, it hasn't.
You want to make a fool do what you want. You give him a god and a set of rules, and you have gained yourself a lifetime slave.
That is not true. And stop playing with the bubbles.
They are fun, sorry. Olivia, have you ever heard of the Crusades? Hundreds of thousands of soldiers convinced to kill innocent people in the name of God.
Yeah, and weren't the Crusades like 1,000 years ago?
Ah, you wish for a more modern example. Excellent. What about the charlatans on television who trick old women by telling them they will be blessed if they give the last $10 they own... And then they use this money to buy another yacht.
Okay, so first of all, you cannot buy a yacht for $10.
Honestly, I don't even know what yacht is.
Right, because you're 19th century Russian.
Yes, I mean, I don't know value of money these days. For example, please tell me, how many sheep can you buy for $10?
Sheep?
You don't know about... Has the world run out of sheep?
Listen, Leonid, I agree that religion has occasionally been used wrongly, but what does that have to do with me?
Well, Olivia, every Sunday in church, they tell you what you can and cannot do. And you leave the church in fear of this invisible God. They don't want you to know that nothing's going to happen to you if you just disobey. The Bible tells you that gluttony is a sin, but what's really going to happen if you order the triple-decker ice cream sundae? Nothing. It's to keep people under their control. Hey, oh, you know what? I will give you 20 rubles if you say that in testimony tomorrow.
Okay, you know what? Just get out of my head. I have to concentrate on what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh. You mean what you will say when you fake it?
No.
No.
I'm going to say... I'm going to tell the truth.
The truth? This is a wonderful idea. So what is the truth?
I don't know.
You don't know the truth. I can't help but think I may have contributed to your confusion.
I already said you did.
Hey, you're the one who researched me.
I know.
So why did you do it?
Because something is wrong with me.
Olivia, are you okay?
Yeah, just a little nervous.
You've been on stage plenty of times before. I've never known you to be nervous.
I guess it's just it's different talking about myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
I appreciate you doing this, though. It's going to mean a lot to people.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do. People admire you. Your classmates, your church friends, your neighbors. To hear your story will inspire them more than you realize.
Well, now I'm really nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should have said that after your speech.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got to go introduce you. Are you ready?
I think so.
See you out there.
Olivia, Zoe, what are you doing back here?
Have you changed your mind?
About what?
About your life. About whether or not you even believe in God.
I'm still thinking about it. Okay?
So what are you going to say out there?
Whatever I need to say.
You're going to fake it.
Yes.
No, that's wrong. And I can't let you do it.
What do you mean?
Please welcome Olivia Parker. Zoe, where's Olivia?
Olivia wasn't feeling up to this, so I'm going to take her place.
Oh, all right.
Would it be okay if I gave my testimony?
Sure. Go ahead, Zoe. Everyone, welcome Zoe Grant.
Thank you, Pastor Knox. I'm not sure if this is really a testimony or not, but I'd like to tell you what I believe and why I believe it. Bye, Pastor Knox.
Bye, Zoe. Great job tonight.
Thanks.
See you back here on Sunday.
See you then. Zoe. Olivia. Hey.
Hey,
I thought you'd already be home.
I've just been hanging out here so I could talk to you.
Oh.
I listened from the back, and you did great.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for covering for me.
What did you tell Pastor Knox backstage about why you didn't go out there yourself?
I just told him that I didn't feel well, and then I ran off to the bathroom like I was about to throw up.
So you lied?
Well, I had to, Zoe. I don't want people to know about, my doubts.
You lied to Pastor Knox. Do you feel bad about that?
I told you I needed to do it.
But do you feel bad?
It was an instinct.
No. The answer is no.
Listen, I have to get home.
See you tomorrow?
Maybe.
All right. Bye. Pastor Knox?
Oh, Zoe. I didn't know you were still here. Do you need a ride home?
No, I live close. I just needed to talk to you about something.
Sure, what is it?
I need some advice about a friend.
Olivia's doubting her faith.
You know?
Yes. I suspected. And I felt God telling me, too.
Oh.
I thought maybe preparing her testimony would help reaffirm it in her mind, but are you saying...
It didn't work.
I see. Well, there's nothing wrong with her asking questions.
It may be more than her just asking questions.
Oh?
I remember once in Connie's Bible study, she talked about the Holy Spirit. She said that the Holy Spirit convicts us when we do wrong, makes us feel bad when we sin.
That's true.
So if we sin and don't feel bad about it, it's a sign you're not letting the Holy Spirit work in you.
That's correct.
She lied to you, Pastor, and she didn't feel bad about it. She's not just asking questions. She's lost something important.
Yes, that is concerning.
What should I do?
I had a philosophy professor in college. I couldn't stand him. We were always arguing. It was so strange because he didn't believe in God, even though it was a Christian college. He was a great debater, and it drove me crazy that he could out-argue me every time. So I studied the Bible, commentaries, philosophers, not just for assignments, but so I could get the upper hand on him in our classroom debates. He would always argue using logic. And I'd have to counter with the idea that you can't define God by logic. He's beyond logic. He will sometimes not make sense to our small minds, but ultimately, he's perfect. He's good and just. He's real. He's in control. And and amazingly, he loves us.
Did you ever convince your professor?
I didn't have to. At the end of the semester, he came to me and told me his secret. He was a Christian. He just debated with me so that it would challenge my faith, so I would study harder and understand why I believed what I did.
I don't understand what that means for me.
There are two things you need to do, Zoe. First, I assume you prayed?
Yes, a lot.
Good. Olivia's in a spiritual battle, and she needs the prayers of the people around her to help her fight. And second, you do exactly what you did in your testimony. As Olivia's friend, you're going to have to be grounded in your own faith. You have to know without a doubt what you believe and why you believe it. Questions are going to come up, and you need to know how to answer them before they're even asked.
Zoe?
Olivia, I thought you were going home.
I came back because I wanted to explain some... What are you two talking about? Zoe? You told him, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
You promised.
Olivia, I already suspect.
Zoe
cares
you
about
promised.
You. We were talking because
it
she's concerned.
It barely took you a day to black.
You're scaring me.
Zoe's your friend.
A good friend doesn't betray you. Goodbye.
Olivia, no, please, wait.
Let's talk about this.
Stop.
Welcome to JT's Ice Cream and Bakery. Can I help you?
I'd like a triple-decker ice cream sundae, please.
Ooh, the deluxe. Coming right up.
Great choice, Olivia.
Thank you, Leonid. I thought so, too.
Olivia seems to have a lot of conflicting thoughts running through her head right now. I just hope she doesn't do something she regrets before she realizes that God does exist and loves her very much. You know, questions and confusion are nothing new. John the Baptist preached in the desert, quoting the prophets. He baptized Jesus when God parted the heavens, came down like a dove, and called Jesus his son. But even John had a moment of doubt in prison. Matthew chapter 11 says that John sent his friends to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah or should we expect someone else?" Of all people, John had to ask, "Are you really the Messiah?" I love that Jesus wasn't upset with John. He simply pointed out how he was healing people and changing lives. God isn't upset with our questions either. And if we keep our eyes and hearts open, we'll discover plenty of reasons to believe. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Triple Decker Sunday was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Gregory Jabara, Natalie Lander, Mike Shapiro, and Kelly Stables. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.